Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Crystal. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. Our topic today is spaghetti. Crystal Barnes is brought to you by Podbot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant, or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant good. Your content is good. But it's good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Sometimes we want to consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we even like it. Whatever the case may be, we consume that greasy drive-through cheeseburger because it's fast and convenient. So help serve your audience with a fast and convenient version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding, easy-to-consume cheeseburger. I mean podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. It's easy to make a hearty spaghetti with meat sauce with very little effort, and it's super versatile. This is why I make this meatless pasta sauce more often. It is great, versatile and can easily be turned into hearty spaghetti with meat in a sauce, but not too much effort. To be the best tasting pasta, simply add cooked pasta to the sauce and cook for a few minutes so that the pasta can absorb all the flavor and goodness of the sauces. Bolognese is made all over Italy and the world in a variety of ways, from ground meats sometimes combined with pork or veal to tomato sauces flavored with herbs, and you only need a few ingredients: pasta, garlic, basil, tomatoes, salt, pepper, oregano and salt. This emulsifies the bolognese sauce, it thickens and becomes shiny, and it thickens. Some pasta recipes involve putting the pasta in the sauce, rather than simply putting it in a bowl and spooning it out. I always serve the meat sauce with normal spaghetti noodles, but I imagine it would be better served with a little olive oil and a pinch of salt and pepper. If you make two or a few, divide the sauce into gallons in the freezer and make an excellent lunch, or save some for later. An accomplished Italian nonna is not necessarily waiting for you to conjure up a recipe for a super crispy iceberg lettuce, but serve it with sliced cucumbers and tomatoes and served with olive oil, garlic, salt, pepper and a pinch of salt and pepper. While many pasta sauce recipes require canned tomatoes, you will find that their crushing provides the perfect texture for tomato sauce. This homemade spaghetti sauce recipe takes a few basic ingredients that you might already have at hand. The family secret of the homemade pasta sauce is to make it with a few ingredients that you might already have at hand, such as tomatoes, garlic, olive oil, salt, pepper and a pinch of salt, perfectly thick and full of flavor. You'll ditch the store-bought pasta sauce for this quick, easy and easy-to-make homemade spaghetti sauce recipe. A pot of spaghetti with meat sauce is perfect for a quick meal during the week, and you can prepare it and freeze it for later use. Add this to your weekly menu and serve with roasted asparagus, tomatoes, garlic, basil, red onion and fresh basil for a hearty, savory meal. In a large saucepan or pan, with a high side, add the onion, garlic and minced meat and use a wooden spatula to break apart during cooking. Make sure the beef or pork is finely chopped so that there is a small amount of tomatoes in it, and cook for half an hour on a slow stove. Cook on each side for about 5 minutes until the meat is cooked through, for the boiled beef for about 3 to 4 minutes. Spaghetti is the perfect dish for any meal, because you can prepare a large quantity of the sauce, heat it and dice it with freshly cooked pasta so that the meal can be put together in less than 10 minutes. Traditional ragu alla bolognese or bologna is almost always served, and one batch is sufficient for two large portions. If you want to feed people and make a sauce, multiply their ingredients by the number of people you want them for. Over the years, I've made a version of baked spaghetti for my family, and she has incorporated numerous laid-back dishes for dinner. I shared it with friends when they needed a bit of TLC, baked lasagna, brought it to numerous lids for dinner and even baked it as a side dish for a dinner party. When I developed this recipe, I took a glass of marina sauce, a few tablespoons of olive oil and a pinch of salt and put it all together. Mix it with cooked minced meat and onions and use it for sauce and pasta, as well as for other dishes such as pasta salad, pasta sauce or even a pasta dish. Simply simmer for a few minutes until it gets heated all the way through, then simmer for another 10 minutes to bring the flavors together for a real home, cooked flavor. If you can't eat homemade spaghetti or meatballs or spaghetti, enjoy the pasta you have at hand, but try to serve it with a pinch. Cappellini is a very thin form of pasta, also called capelli, that cooks very quickly and is cooked in a very short time. This spaghetti recipe is similar to what you find in restaurants like the Spaghetti Factory, but it is a little more complex and much more aromatic. It is served with tomato sauce, which may contain a little olive oil, tomato paste, garlic powder, salt and pepper. Often you sprinkle grated hard cheese over it, such as mozzarella, cheddar cheese or even some kind of cheese sauce. Episode 34 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Crystal Barnes. Adios.